Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm co-hosting along with Mr. Ricky Williams. We live vicariously. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend? So it was with the Z. Call in number tonight, ladies and gentlemen, 646-727-279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. Those of you who are on Blog Talk, those of you who called in on your phones, and also those of you who have joined us via Justin.tv/How Was Your Weekend. This is going to be a wonderful. Those of you, ladies and gentlemen, the show gets better and better. Tonight, broadcast, we're going to be talking about a very special topic. Tonight's topic, Mama's Boy. But before we move forward, I want to just wish everyone season's greetings. We had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend last week. Watched a lot of football.
Yeah.
Ate good food with the special thank you to Miss TJ for allowing us to do the live show at her place, Dallas, Texas. Wonderful crowd that came out. Had a wonderful speaker, Mr. Aman Rashidi, join us and enlighten and entertain the crowd as well. Some of his spoken word poetry and some very outspoken words of wisdom that he inspired himself. And ladies and gentlemen, it was just a great time, a great atmosphere. Thank you, Mr. J. For all of our listeners, keep in mind here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that December the 11th, live once again, time, downtown Dallas, Texas again, Brooklyn. Mind that's going to be hot. So we encourage you all to keep that on your date, calendar. Live. Oh, absolute. So those of you all who are able to attend, definitely keep in mind, mark that on your calendar. Follow us on Facebook, How Was Your Weekend? Those who Twitter, follow us on Twitter as well, at Twitter/WYWeekend. We're just going to keep growing and growing and growing, allowing the show and the callers to get. So this has been a wonderful time, ladies and gentlemen. People are calling us now, still trying to figure out what's going on. When can I get down with y'all? How can I be down? So, Nick, talk to us a little bit, man. What's going on, man? How did you enjoy your weekend?
Oh, man, everything was fantastic, man. The show, what we did with Aman Rashidi, the 2003 Ethics Award winner, was fantastic. It's lightning for him as well as for us, man. It was just, I don't know how else I can explain it. You know, we had great spoken word. We had great communications with a lot of the females and males.
Right.
Topic that we talked about was the problem with men is. And we let men talk and say, you know, the problems that we have, as well as allowing the women to talk, say, hey, you know, we have issues here. Hopefully some things were straightened out. You know, a lot of things were talked about. And if you missed it, I'm going to have a live, have a clip for you and everything. So, hands down, one of the best weekends I've ever had. Wonderful, and I can't wait to do it again. Love is going to be fantastic. It's out of control, like always.
So. I know we're walking backwards, but we also want to keep in mind the last show that we did
yeah.
on Justin TV was a hot one. Hogging on the Justin TV, but keep in mind that the last show that we did, Singles Ministry, Church Keeping Black Women Single, phenomenal. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. It was our last blog, and it's Reverend Rodney Johnson of Arlington, Texas. Chimed in. He had some key points, things our callers had to call and question about, but as always, you know, we keep it real. So let's get the ball rolling, man. You know how we do. Tonight's topic, mama's boys. Now think about this, ladies and gentlemen. You may know someone who loves his mama so much that he just can't let her go. As he grow up from an adolescent young man, mom in the house, and that's his inspiration. That's his role model. That's his lady. But as he matures into a man, he's still sticking close to mama. You've seen the movie with Tyrese Gibson, Baby Boy. He couldn't let go of mama. You probably know somebody out there right now that is so close to their mother that they can't even develop their own relationship because they still mama first. But we're going to talk about that tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Keep the blog open, cell phone hot. Go ahead and text somebody to chime into this topic, this show tonight, because we're going to let loose. You know one. You might even be one. You could even be dating one right now. A mama's boy. Really? Don't talk about it. Keep that in mind as we just kind of discuss this topic as it really has been something that's on our mind. Because some I want to just talk about the psyche of a man and their belief on being a mama's boy. We're going to talk about from the male perspective. We're also going to hear callers tonight as they chime in because, ladies, if you're dating a mama's boy, kind of give us some signs of really look for and how things got connected and how you found out he's a mama's boy. Men, don't feel pressured as if you can't call tonight because some of you might have that relationship with your mother that some people just don't understand. Enlighten the crowd. Enlighten the bloggers. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. We want everybody to please, please don't feel like this topic is not going to be exempt from you because you know somebody. Don't think you don't. Rick, cracking, man.
Well, excuse me. Just want to start off with the fact that I know a few mama's boys.
Oh.
You know, they don't think they're mama's boys because, you know, I have to understand, most people think that you may leave, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You may divorce me, but I only got one mama.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I heard, you don't mess with a man's money nor his mama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they always going to be consistent. So some people may misconstrue the fact that, you know, I got a relationship with my mama. I call my mama and make decisions. But you have to realize, when I was growing up and I was sick, who was there? My mama. Tupac made a whole song strictly for my mama.
Right.
Guess what? That don't mean he was a mama's boy. See, I look at it from a different viewpoint. I look at it as, okay, I respect my mother. I love my mother. Why can't I be around my mama?
Mm-hmm.
She was there for me.
Understood.
When I was sick as a little kid. To keep me happy, there's no limit to the things she did. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is a lot of people, you know, we always look to your elders for answers, but when we constantly look to our moms, then all of a sudden you looking at me like, oh, well, you're not a real man. You can't make decisions without your mama. Well, hold on. She never led me wrong before, and I just met you. I've been knowing my mama all my life. I done made it this far with her. Oh, yeah, that's something to talk about, man. I look at it from a different perspective because I love my mom. And if I need to talk to my mom about an issue, I hope the person that I'm with is like, well, you always talk to your mama.
Right.
But I respect and love my mama, so you know I'm going to respect and love you.
You know, I'm also going to look at the fact that as perspective of when you grow up, actually let go from your parents are doing things your way in your own household. So some men have that relationship with their mothers, take that same relationship. For example, I know people who are mama's boys. They are over the age of 25, 26, and 27 who actually still live with their mother. Now, keep this in mind. They've been married. They have children.
Yeah.
Mom still makes the decisions. Well, you know, baby, if I was you, I wouldn't have to put up with that. Because mama still has influence that young man's decisions. Now, does that help a relationship because you have somebody to guide you along the way? Or does that really cause a hindrance because, you know what, dude? It's either going to be me or your mama in this relationship. Mm. You're going to have to choose whether you grow up or you get out. Some women have actually said that. Our mama's boy. So we're going to talk about that in more depth, and we want the callers and the bloggers to participate in that as well. Kind of keep in mind that is there a right answer? Is there a best practice? So before we even do that, let's talk about some of the signs. You know, does something that you mentioned earlier, Ricky, about having a good relationship.
Right.
Does having a good relationship with your mother make you a mama's boy?
No, I believe having a relationship with your mom makes you a gentleman, to be totally honest, because most women are looking for men who know how to treat their mama right.
Okay.
And you always hear that, you know, I want a man who know how to treat his mama right. Well, okay, well, fine. I'm taking my mama out to dinner.
Right.
I'm taking her to lunch. I'm buying her gifts. I'm showering her with gifts because she showered gifts to me. You know, I just have a great relationship with my mom. Now, does that make me a mama's boy? Because I say, hey, mom, you know, I'm thinking about getting married. What do you think about this? My mom always said I can look through muddy water and spy dry land, which means I can look best that you don't see because love is blinding. And a lot of times we are blind in love when the mama's on the other side looking like, you know what, baby, that's not the right one for you. She probably good for a night, but she ain't good for nothing long term. I know that's how my mama talk. Audrey Mae Williams is my mama. That's how she talks. She say some other stuff, but, you know, since we on live television, I can't say what my mama would actually
can't repeat
say.
Those words?
No, no, no.
Mama has her own special language of communication, ladies and gentlemen.
She not safe. She not safe.
That's what's up. Well, let's take a look at that, man. And if it's not the relationship, then callers, bloggers in the chat room, what defines a mama's boy? How do you really know what a mama's boy is? What are some of the personality traits? Me, from what I've seen, is someone who always refers to his mama at the back of any sentence that it requires a serious decision.
Wow.
Let me give you an example. Hey, man, friends and I are going to get together. We're going to take a vacation. We're going to go somewhere out of town. We're going to have us a nice time, meet up with some people, have some drinks, catch up on some things we used to do, and just have some fun. Now, I don't know, bro. Gotta check with my mom's. Gotta see what's going on with that. Is she okay? Still gotta check in with your mother as a grown man making decisions. I don't understand, bro. How does that even happen? So, I'm just trying to figure out some of the things that men are doing to really say, I'm a mama's boy. Or some of the signs or some of the characteristics. What is the chat room saying right now? They're talking to us? I just got a text message just now. Let me tell you what somebody just told me. Somebody just said that a mama's boy is somebody who always needs his mama around him. Well, yeah. We got that part. But take a look at this. I want to kind of piggyback on that just a little bit more. If you still living with your mama? What's that situation? Now, it's a difference when your mother lives with you. because we are taught to raise up and take care of our elders as young people. Hmm. But if you're still living with your mama, are you making bad financial decisions to where you can't step out on your own? Or are we saying that you are just not making yourself available to step out in the world? Are you living in that fear that's going to say, you know what, I'm just not ready to step out the nest. I'm not ready to spread my wings and fly like the eagle I'm supposed to be. You know, that could be a part of a man's psyche and him providing low self-esteem. One of the things that men seem to do is they want to stand up and they want to be providers and they want to be leaders. But if you're not putting yourself in a position to lead and stay ahead of the pack, young man, then you're always going to be behind the eight ball, as they say, in your decision making. Now, it's good to have your mom around, but think about it. Does that really help you as a man? Think about it. Take some time to ponder on that. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. You know, we're talking about the male perspective, but something that we didn't think about, Rick, that I also wanted to touch base on was from the woman's perspective. Do most women feel as if they have to compete with a man's mother to gain attention?
Well, I've heard that. I've heard a lot of women get into big arguments about it. They even have movies made about Monster-in-Law. Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
And it was basically like, well, you know what, you're trying to be in our life. You know your position. You are the mom. You are not the wife. And a lot of mothers, they're so protective of their child. We don't know the extent. That could be the only child she has, and she doesn't want to lose it. Or it could have been a situation where she had another child, she lost that child, now she does not want this child to go. Some women may cling on to their kids because they had a bad divorce, and the only thing they have are the children.
Mm-hmm.
Some mothers may have had the kids at 14 or 15 years old, like we're seeing nowadays, and that's their best friend.
Okay.
You know, they grew up together. So, again, you know, they believe that I should be able to help my son with a decision because I'm not going to hurt my child. I don't know you like that. Y'all met in college, or y'all met at the bar. And you trying to tell me about my place I've been with this guy for 34 years. You come in for 2 weeks.
And you changing things.
And you try to change something. Now, first off, I'm looking at you like, hey, why are you trying to change my son? Why are you trying to change our relationship? Just because you came from a broken home, you want his home to be broken. So, you know, there's a lot of things that goes on with that. You know, have I talked with mothers that be like, hey, this is my only son.
Mm.
You know. Some women may have two daughters and a son, but they're closer to their son. This is my son. I don't want anything to happen to my son. So, again, it's just different from me. You know, I'm not a woman, but I have seen how some women are just overprotective. You know, they just love their kid. They don't want anyone to hurt them. They don't want the fathers to hurt them, society to hurt them. So for somebody to just walk in, peruse into somebody's life and say, oh, man, look how close you are with your mama. My question is, how close you are with your mama? You know?
Not really having that strong relationship. Well, you know, that's something to take into consideration, right, that we can look at. Another thing that as you play the protagonist and I look at from the antagonist position is you have a lot of women, excuse me, that seem to want their man to step up and be the leader.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to be the head. He needs to be the strong point in the house. A lot of times you have men who haven't had that opportunity because they haven't seen what a real man is, and they haven't had the opportunity to express, you know, seeing a male figure in the household.
Uh-huh.
So with that being said, if they've never seen a real man, we've talked about this in previous shows as well, if they've never seen a man lead, then it's hard for them to understand what it is to be a leader and figure that out. So if they've never seen that man lead, and they've always seen mom in the forefront, and mom is taking care, mom is handling business, mom is doing things correctly, then what is it that this young man needs to do to figure out what's really going on? Can't lead his own household because he just doesn't know how. He's never had that example. A lot of the times he spends hours on a day, PlayStations, video games, ESPN, trying to figure out who that leader is, because that's all he really knows. When he turns that television off, or when the game is over, it's still mama. It's still the woman in the household. So it's very difficult for some men to step up to the plate and find that leader that's within them to really be able to lead that household. And I can understand that from a woman's perspective, it can be kind of frustrating. So maybe there's some women out there tonight who have experienced something like that, and maybe they can call in and share from their own experiences of just how those situations take place and what they did to either stay to help that man, or they just had enough and just had to get away with that. I'd like to hear from the women to chime in about this particular topic and just express some of their thoughts on this. So we keep the blog open, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. We keep the phone lines open, 646-727-3279. And we also keep the tube and the chat open at justin.tv/howwasyourweekend. Also was spelled with a Z, because it's going to be hot. I'm really feeling that the ladies need to just let men know, especially mama's boys, what's really going on. And if the men are going to step up and say, you know what, I just love my mom, there's nothing wrong with that. How can you knock me for having love for my mother and me not wanting to provide and give back to my mom because, like you said, she took care of me, she raised me. So we'll get into that. And I think that's something that we really want to talk about. I got another text message earlier, and I want to share that with you. They shared with me that earlier this week is if they felt that mama's boys are the men who don't know how to step up, who don't know how to be prepared, and who don't want to be prepared because they always have mom to lean on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's interesting. That's saying what I'm hearing with that one is the men just are so comfortable with mom, and mom is taking that role to say, baby, no matter what, it's just going to be me and you. That's very interesting because you have to look at that psyche and that relationship, so to speak, say, okay, well, I'm going to take care of my son, so no matter how old he is, no matter how old he may get, that's still my baby.
Right.
That's still my number one man. I remember when you was yay big and you used to run around here in your little diaper, you used to drag, and I used to pick you up and pat you on the back and tell you everything was going to be all right, and you still my baby. I can still see that way back in now when you got gray hair in your head because I know you're getting old, baby, and you know mama needs you to still take care of her and run down to the store and get me some milk every now and then, and I just love my baby.
You grew up in the country.
Did I?
I can tell by the way you said everything that you just said. You grew up directly.
Well, my diaper didn't drag, so that don't make me country.
Right.
But right. I can understand, I can relate. Now, there's no gray hair in my head, but I do have a strong relationship with my mother. You know, she's enjoying her life, doing her thing, and we communicate and we talk. Am I close to my mother? Absolutely. Do we talk on a regular basis? Yeah. But is she dictating and does she have influence over some of the decisions I make? No. Because I've become a man. I've matured. You know, there's no certain age limit on this thing, but you should roughly look about the point of your maturity level, 20s, 30s for some men, really depending on what you got going on in your life. I mean, but that number is a whole different ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll take a look at that and further up on that pretty deep. But from a mother's love and the nurturing that a mother gives and that relationship, let me ask this to you. Can a mother's love have a damaging effect on a relationship?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. When a mom's overbearing, you know, unfortunately, nobody wants to talk about their mom. You know, especially in most communities, nobody ever want to talk about their mom. So, but could it be that way? Definitely. You know, you constantly stepping on my toes and, you know, I don't like what she has on. Why does she dress like that? You know, she's dressing slutty. You shouldn't be with a woman like that. You need to be with a good, wholesome girl. Let me introduce you to the woman that, you know, goes to church with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got those mothers like that. You know, like, she'll never be good enough for my son. You know, but this woman will be. Well, hold on, mama. Hold on. You can tell me what to do with my finances, but what I do with my bedroom is my business.
Mm.
But another thing, men don't put people in their place. You're not going to put your mom in her place. Like, hey, mama, hey. Slow up. You my mother. That's it. I'm grown. You are my mother. I understand you don't like her, but you're not sleeping with her. I didn't like your last boyfriend, but yet and still, I couldn't say anything. So, no. You have to be real, and most people are not real with their parents. Most people don't tell their parents to butt out their life because they're going to get upset, but we need to realize that's still going to be our mothers. That's still going to be our fathers. You're not going to love everything I do, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you will never love everything I do. And if you found out some of the things I did, you probably won't even say that I'm your child. So you have to come to the realization that mama is mama. Mama is not mama girlfriend. Mama, she ain't renting to me. She's not mama landlord. She's just mama. And most of us need to take a stand to our mothers or our fathers and like, hey, this is where I draw the line. You raised me good enough to know that I can lead myself. You can't hold my hand 24/7. You can't do it. And a lot of mothers right now are doing that to their sons. I don't know. Maybe their mama saw that some of these women, when they were growing up, was free. You know how they are today. Maybe they protected their son from AIDS. It's AIDS Day. You know, maybe they protected their son from AIDS because a lot of women around here from statistics and men that I have AIDS, maybe they're just trying to protect their kids. I really don't. From a mother's standpoint, I don't know. You know, hopefully call in and say, yeah, this is why I protect my child. Or guess what? I'm dating a mama's boy. He always asking his mama for something. But another thing you have to look at is insecurities.
Right.
Maybe the woman is insecure that the man has a great relationship and rather her opinion than his opinion. Maybe she's an insecure person. Maybe she can't say, I can't feel a mother's shoes. And women know. Women got intuition. Maybe that's why the mama keeps stepping in like, you know what? If I leave you in her hands, you sure gonna fail. See, a lot of women never want to say that. They just want to talk about it's the mama fault.
Right.
What about your fault? What if cannot be that woman for him.
And another thing that I was going to point out, I'm glad, are these women raising their young men? Are these single men out here? Are you raising your men to be mamas? You're a mother out there, and there's no male figure in the household. Are you keeping that pattern going? Because there was no male figure in this house. Well, daddy wasn't, so I know you ain't got to be nothing like him, and you don't need him. You don't need, if I don't need no man, then you don't need no man. Are you installing this in your child? Are you showing him or are you telling him that he doesn't need a man to cling to you? I mean, that's something that I wanted to look at, man, because I've seen single moms out there taking care of their kids as best as they can. You know, they're doing what they got to do because, hey, man, it's so cold out here in the D.
It is.
I don't know how they're trying to keep peace. But what's really on their mind is they don't need no man. All the man they got, they little boy, Tat Tat, the baby.
The baby kid.
Because mama got this. And, you know, I want to really, really look at that because if pattern is going down from generation to generation to generation, who's going to be the mama to come up and stop this? You know what? I need to let that man be a man. Ladies, what's going on? We know the phone lines are out there. We know the people are on the phone lines, and they're listening to us. Your voice needs to be heard because we could be wrong. I truly doubt it, Ricky, but we could be wrong. Are the women raising the men to be mama's boys? And it's time to allow this man to be a man. And what kind of male role models is this young man seeing? How is he learning in your household to be a man? Now, if he's not, you know, maybe that's just in that situation that you just don't have that particular male figure.
Mm-hmm.
And you just learned that, you know, you're going to do it. Mama got this. My deuce can handle hers. She got this one, baby. Really serious about letting your young man be a man and not be a mama's. What are you doing? Share with us. Share on the line. This is the happy hour. This is your time to shine your voice. Chat with us on the blog. Call in tonight and let us know. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Because you know what, Rick? I need to hear it. I need to know what these women are doing right now to help these men become men. If you have not seen a man, except for roughly about this time of night, in between in passing, or that text message that he's about to get, little Tank Tank going to be in the bed in about 15 minutes. Why don't you come through in half an hour? Now, if that's the guy, that's the man, if he's the role model, interesting. But is there a real man, maybe a bus driver, maybe someone at work, maybe someone in your church, or maybe a neighbor that extends a helping hand that wants nothing from you? You know, it could be, because I'd like to know from the ladies who's the positive male role model and not to be so clingy to you. Because you know what's going to happen? If he doesn't have that male perspective, he doesn't have that male in the household, then he's always going to cling to you because that's the foundation you're laying. You're giving him the rite of passage, so to speak, to just be like, you know what, my mama's cool with it, and we don't need no man, so I don't need no man. And if I don't need no man, then I got to be the man. I don't really know what kind of man it's going to take, so from the males I'm seeing on TV or the males I'm seeing on these video games or the males I'm seeing on the big screen, as long as I got my strap, I can dominate and rule the world because they get all the attention. They got all the money. They got all the bling. So I want to take care of my mama. Bad pattern. I'm going to tell you this right now, ladies. Bad pattern. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. Absolutely not. If you put your ice cubes in a boiling hot cup of water, not going to stay cold. Just don't work. It's not made to do that. So let us know from your perspective, ladies. Now, if they don't have a voice tonight, you know, maybe the trend is out there and maybe that's just what they're setting. Maybe they're okay with not letting these men be men. We're going to have to change the name of the group. Boys to Broads.
Oh, boy.
Let it be known, because there has to be a change. There has to be a change. I'm convinced of it, because as you would probably see, this can be very damaging to a young man's self-esteem. Why? Yeah, I'm about to tell you. Think about this. You got a young man growing up seeing mama all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. It's just mama. Only mama. No male. I can't believe it. The statistics have shown, ladies, that if there's no male figure in the house that a man has to follow, crime is inevitable. Period. Let's let that ponder for a minute, because I just don't understand why you can't have that. So anything that's on your mind tonight?
I honestly believe that tonight a lot of people are going to do more listening than calling in tonight, for the simple reason they may believe that the person that they're with
Is a mama's boy,
and why cause more arguments tonight than necessary? You know, who's going to call in and say, hey, I'm raising my son to be a mama's boy, because every time he does something, I got to be right up under him while he's doing it. You know, so it's going to be a difficult show, but show nonetheless, because we always talk about how men need to step up, how men need to do this, how men need to do that, but we never talk about how they're being raised to be a man. And majority of people who are raising these men are women. So if you're being raised by a woman, how do you expect us to be men? How do you expect somebody to step up? There's more excuses than solutions.
Mm.
There's more pointing the finger of, you can't step up. You can't do this. You know, the boy don't want to let go of the mama titty. The girlfriend don't let him want to suck on the titty. So everybody's just, the boy is just screwed up in the middle. Do I go towards my mama? Do I have to go towards my girl, who I don't know is going to be my wife for a long period of time? It's a big issue, man, that a lot of people never want to address. Everybody want to keep silent on it. The man not going to call and say, hey, I'm a mama's boy. I prefer my mama over the chick that I'm with, my baby mama here, then he ain't getting nothing no more. You see what I'm saying? And now if I'm like, well, I want to be with my girl instead of my mama, now my mama looking at me sideways. So which direction would you go in? Which direction would anybody go in this situation? You caught in the catch-22. Do I go with my mama or do I go with my girl? My girl going to make me feel good, but my mama going to hit me with the right decisions.
Right.
So what do you do? You try to find a daddy and try to build a relationship with him so you could be a daddy's boy?
And you can't just pick any man to be your daddy because that's not going to work. If you have no idea what a real man is or where to set yourself, you know, based on your just your perception, that's not going to be it because there has to be some values that need to be established early on, especially for a man. Men are by nature designed to be leaders. We're born to be leaders, not followers. So you got a point. You got a point. It just bothers me at the same time that there's no one out there who wants to step up. There's no one out there who wants to say, you know what, I recognize the issue. I see where this is going. It happened in my family. It happened in my cousin's family. It happened in my friend's family. We see the pattern being laid, but yet now that it's my turn to be an adult, I'm still going to sit back and I'm not going to do anything about it.
Well, I'm going to tell you it happened in my family. I have a little nephew. Well, my sister raised my little nephew to be pretty. He's pretty, all right. You know, he couldn't go outside to play. He had to stay in next to his mom because he was light-skinned. And in, I guess, deep South Louisiana, you know, we have Creole.
Right.
And, you know, she wanted him to stay light-skinned. So he had to stay in, and he know how to sew real well. And he knows how to do dishes extremely well. And irons to perfection. I'm telling you, he fixed the best bed in the world. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And now when he did step out, the world got him. See what I'm saying? He didn't know the streets because his mama didn't let him around that. Now when he did go out and get into the streets, guess what tended to happen? Some other little boy got to him. And he's gay now.
Now?
And now.
All of a sudden,
somebody turned him out. So, you know, we're not doing a good job. You know, on one end, it's great to be involved in your child's life, but when are you going to let him go? Even animals throw their child out the nest just so he can try to fly on his own.
Because
sooner or later, you know, I can't constantly give you milk. I can't constantly go kill for you so you can eat. Sooner or later, you got to kill for yourself because mama ain't going to be here always. That's what my mama told me. You got to learn how to fend for yourself. You got to hustle for yourself. So that just is not happening nowadays because everybody want to be friends and want to be cool and want to hang out. Once I have my child, hey, I catch you on the next go-round, homeboy. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to allow the woman that I'm with to babyfy him. You know, like, well, anytime you need to do something, you just come to mama. Hell no. Stand up like a man and do what you have to do. And most of us don't allow people to stand up like men.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder, well, I'm looking for a good man. You won't find one. Because the way he was raised, he wasn't raised to be one. How do you raise to be a junkie, dope head, born to be rapper? Are you a mama's boy? You hardly raised up to be a man. It's you need a man to raise a man, and 9 times out of 10, you're getting raised by women. So what's the results?
Inevitable. Also think about this, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I've got plenty of stories to share. I mean, think about this. I've seen it growing up. You know, my cousin, father was there early part of his life. I say maybe up until he was 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then left. It was just him and my aunt. Now, she was the father. She was the mother. She was the disciplinarian.
Mm-hmm.
She took care of everything. So, as it stood, it was just him and mama. Now, as from the male perspective, from his living, all he saw was mama taking care of everything earlier. What is there to see? What kind of role models, what kind of influence do I have? turned into the streets because they were cool. They were men. They stepped it up, and they said, you know what, this is how you be tough, young man. We'll show you along the way. We'll give you that. So he learned to fight. He let his hands and his knuckles prove his manhood. Now, along with that, like I mentioned, crime is inevitable. You're walking down that path that's not going to be positive because if you've never seen a man and somebody grabs a hold of you and says, you know what, homeboy, this is what a real man needs to be. Movies, television, as Biz Markie said, radio, TV, and even the press. It was the meaning of his downfall because he didn't have a true man to step up and say, no, bro, that's not how you do it. Now, mama didn't keep nobody else around because she was, maybe she was doing her own thing and just didn't let anybody see that. And that's cool, you know, get your mojo on, let your thing happen, you know, because you're grown, you can get away from that. But from his perspective, all he saw was mama taking down, holding the fort. I can give you another example as something that you said. I had a young friend back in elementary school, man. His mama ran the house. Now, he had both parents in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Moms took care of the business. Moms was the key speaker. When a decision needed to be made, mom was the one that did it.
Mm.
Daddy was there, but he wasn't there. Now, he was a cool dude to hang out with, real nice family. You know, it was cool for me to hang out with him. Why? Because he was always around in the hot. And all the females, yeah, man, I'm rolling with you, dog. I can go play ball with them, but I can hang and I can kick it with you. Why? Because you got all the females with you.
Mm-hmm.
I just increased my numbers in popularity. Therefore, that's why, we hang with him. Not to mention he was a cool dude. However, over time, he began to develop feminine characteristics.
Wow.
He started watching mama switch. He started watching mama put on the makeup. He started watching mama get dressed because that was the dominant attitude that ran the house. Daddy sat back. So, in other words, he began to pick up those traits.
Mm.
He began to put on makeup. He began to switch. He began to dress and wear mama's clothes.
Must have met my nephew.
Now he's Mr. Tu Wong Fu.
Oh, my.
All the way north, south, east, and west. Because the pattern was shaped at an early age.
Mm.
See, we say this, ladies, single mothers out there who might be listening, and we say this to men out there who might be listening, that it's very important. Because now that they made that decision, it's a little late for you to place judgment because where were you when this was taking place? Were you sitting back waiting and watching the inevitable happen, not wanting to say anything and say, you know what, young man, that's not the way a man should be. Or, you know what, young lady, you need to provide him some kind of male figure. A positive male figure. Not just saying go out there and find a guy and say, hey, do what he does. But a positive male figure. Train up a child in the way he should go, as is stated in the good book. But think about this. Look at the image and look at the self-esteem that's being placed in the core of this young person. You're not getting all of that to mature into what they may be called to be. That's a painful situation because now they grow up confused and they're going to hold that regret inside and point that finger and say, what's wrong with me? What happened to me? Why am I different? That they can't understand because somewhere along the line, the ball was dropped. And that's unfair to the child. That's unfair to them. They don't know how to communicate, and that's fine, but find a way. Find a way. Step your game up. TalkTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend. We're talking about mama's boys tonight. Not always in a negative sense, but there is a reason for every situation. So think about this, Rick. Are mama's boys really struggling with the void of a father figure, even after we talk about this?
It has to. They have to. That's why they cling into their mom so much. Because if a dad was around, a real man would be like, hey, you know, step away from your mama.
Right.
I remember when I was growing up, you know, my dad was like that. You know, my mom used to, like, lay on the bed, and she would get, like, all the change and count them up, you know, put them in, like, the 50-cent penny rollers, the quarters, nickels, and dimes, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get on the bed, I'd try to count with her. My dad would come in and be like, hey, son, yeah, let's go watch these Cowboys. You know, let's go watch some Cowboys and Indians. Let's
mm-hmm.
go do something that's manly. Stay away from your mama, you know. Because mama don't see nothing wrong with the son laying in the bed with her. Coins. And let's go cook. Instead of cooking, my dad was like, hey, boy, go get out there and cut the yard. Go cut that grass.
Right.
After you go cut that grass, you need to go to the park and go play with little boys your age. But most people are like, nah, let me just hang around with mama, you know, because in the beginning, a little boy going to fall in love with his mama. That's the first one he fall in love with.
Right.
So if that's the first person she fall in love with, that's who you're going to want to always be around. But you're going to need somebody to direct that and say, hey, you know what? Nah, you need to go do what little boys do. Go look at little girls your own age.
Right.
You know, so you can start separating yourself from your mama, separate yourself from your daddy. A lot of people don't separate. Every decision that has been made in this household, they called Louisiana for it. Let me call my daddy in Louisiana and ask what's going on and tell him what's going on and let him give me the direction. Well, what if daddy died? What if mama died?
Right.
Like they said, man, in Lake Charles, you're a lost ball in high grass. You may never get found again, you know, because you just lost. You don't know what to do. You need to stand up and make decisions on your own. And is it helpful? Yes. But is it a hindrance? I think it's a bigger hindrance
right.
than being helpful. I just want to play devil's advocate in the beginning by saying, hey, you know, it's great because you have a great relationship because that's what a woman always says. But at the same token, I don't need to become a weaker man because I have to lean up on you. And a lot of men always lean up on their mothers all the time. How can you be a good man when you always lean up on your mama? And if your mama say, I don't like her, you probably leave her. Or you probably do something silly to leave her. A lot of times women think that we break up with them because we did something doggish. A lot of times we called our parents, and our parents was like, hey, this is nothing one for you. The cool thing is, I know with my parents, she was like, I don't care who you date. You know, that's not my business.
Right.
But if she hurt my child, I'm going to whoop her ass. Like it's nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Beat
her down, chocolate. But,
that's what's up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking about that, just what you said, and from the relationship aspect, we tend to really look at from the other woman's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
How is this man who's supposed to be my boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
who's supposed to be my boo,
yeah.
step up and... I'm digging him, but his decisions always fall back with his mama. What kind of leader is that? Now, she has to be looking at him a little sideways like, I can't believe he really going to ask his mama and not ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Does he really love me? Does he really say that I'm the one? Well, think about that. Let's look at the mindset that young lady must have, because she may have been in a previous relationship where the guy she was with really let her make some of the decisions, or they made the decisions together. Now, for whatever situation, that relationship didn't work out. Now that she's with this other one, this other guy, this mama's boy, what's changed now? What is that thing that she was attracted to him about that's so different because he's allowing mama to dictate their family? Their relationship,
mm-hmm.
hell, even their wedding. It's your wedding day. But his mama is coordinating everything and telling you where the flowers going to go and who's going to be singing and what cousin's going to be making the cake and what time the wedding needs to start.
Why you spreading my business?
Why
you spreading my business?
Because it happens more often than not, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. This could be somebody's on the phone right now texting like, girl, I can't believe this. Man, you got to realize the fact that he's letting or allowing mama to get precedence over because he's still in the pleasing mode.
Mm-hmm.
Mama brought him in this world, and mama will take him out this world.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still living in that pleasing mode. I still need to take care of mama. If I take care of mama, I can take care of you. False. Cliche. Think about what you're actually saying. I'm going to take care of mama before I take care of you. Switch the words around. So from that lady's perspective, man, is she really losing a good man that really has a lot of love in his heart and he just wants to give, but he doesn't know how? Or is it just the fact that he just let go? Like Mr. Imam Rashidi said, when you pull up your shirt, young man, and you see evidence that you were connected to a woman at one point in time by looking at your navel, your belly button, you'll know that that piece of you is gone now. So now you have to cling to that new lady and go off to your wife, your betrothed, to that relationship that you're about to begin into, and allow that family to grow and learn from each other. Now, that's still your mama, like Rick said. That's still your mama. However, respect that young lady that you have and say, you know what? We're going to make our decisions together on our household. We're not going to put this car in my mama's name. We're not going to run my mama's credit to get the lights on in her name. We're not going to let mama come stay here all the time and visit.
But, you know, that kills a lot of relationships, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be totally honest with you. That kills more relationships than not. A lot of women sit there and deal, especially after they get married. You know, that's when, for some reason, men get closer to their mamas. And, you know, you hear women crying because it's like, how can I tell this woman to get out of my house? How can I tell this woman to get out of my house and not upset my husband? If he that close to his mama, you know, I'm yelling back and forth like, hey, you know, your mama losing her mind. I don't want her around my kids. Well, I know my mama's 70 years old, but she can remember when I was 5. Yeah, but she can't remember to turn off the iron, though. She needs to go to a home. And a lot of people don't want to say, you know, mama needs to go to a home because, again, we get into big arguments. So a lot of women sit there like, hey, man, what should I do? Should I get a divorce from a good man that's taking care of everything, but I can't deal with his mama? She trying to break us up. She talking bad behind me. She disrespected me in front of my kids. Now my kids going to side with the grandma, because if I tell her, no, you can't get no candy, I walk out the room, she's sneaking them candy.
Granny.
I got rules. You know what I'm saying?
Granny.
And, right. It's like I'm granny to the kids, so I can spoil them. And I'm a mama to your husband, so I should be able to spoil him, too.
Let me have some chocolate.
Right, let me get some chocolate. So it's very difficult to just to do that, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I'm sad.
Understood. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a comment tonight on the show, whether you do or not, press option 1 on the phone, 646-727-3279. We want to hear what you have to say, your comments in the blog, in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, was with a Z, and also view us live and feature us and watch us
right
in the chat room at justin.tv/howwasyourweekend. This is an insane topic, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we had the opportunity to talk about this, because there's a lot of people on the phone lines right now that needed this ear therapy to hear, guess what? We understand your situation. From whatever part of the spectrum you might be eating this, we understand what's going on, because you're not the only one in that situation. Whether you are a mama's boy, whether you're dating a mama's boy, or whether you have a mama's boy as your son, we understand, because the statistics are inevitable. Things are just going to happen.
Yeah.
So feed that baby some chocolate and keep the party going. So I want to look at this as we try to motivate and look at more of a positive perspective. You know, even if you are a mama's boy and don't want to admit it, or even if you're dating a mama's boy and don't want to admit it, when it's time that a male steps into place that is a positive role model, because somebody out there is listening like, okay, well, what happens if they finally get one? Are they going to be so closed-minded not to receive that information and that knowledge from a good stand-up guy? I mean, that's something to think about. Can positive male role model change the mindset of a mama's boy?
No. You know, because what I've done, is, what you come and try to do within 1 hour cannot undo what she's done for 34 years. You know, again, you already know that a mama's love is stronger than anything in the world. Mamas come and fight octopus, sharks, and everything for her child. You know,
right.
You just not giving up. She's just not going to give up on me. You know, daddy will walk away like, hey, you got to toughen up. Mama going to always be there to, like, let me dust my baby off because that's mine.
Mm-hmm.
He grew inside of me. I kept it for 9 months. So, again, you know, it's difficult, even though statistically most men who are mama's boys are less likely to commit a crime, you know, in the sense of stealing things or killing somebody. But in the same token, it's kind of you're committing a crime not listening to your wife.
Wow.
You committing a crime not, you know, paying attention to your wife. You paying a crime of not, you know, honoring your wife. Again, you're supposed to turn away from your mom and your dad and cling to your wife. You know, when you find a wife, you find a good thing. It's not when you find a wife, you find a good thing if your mama approves. That's
mm-hmm.
not what it states in the Bible. So, again, you just can't. You got to let go. A lot of people don't know how to cut that umbilical cord. And sometimes you just, you know, if the woman tries, like, hey, you know, you don't know what's going on here. Don't mess this up. I remember a show. It was Mad TV, and it was a skit where the mom and the little boy, he was a man, but he still has had his umbilical cord to the mom. So if he would go to work, he'd put on his clothes and everything, but you seen her fix his tie and everything, and they both would go off to work. And
wow.
You just see this umbilical cord still to his mom. And he's
what
like
they
30.
Did when, they won.
And they showed that when he was hungry, she would drink something. You know what I'm saying? So it just shows that even to this day, at 40 years old, 45 years old, some people just won't let their mama go. What do you do in that situation when you can't let your mama go? I think sometimes you may want to let him go.
Mm.
You know, that's just me. A lot of women like, well, you know, I can stick through it until the old broad dies. But Queen Elizabeth's still been alive for I don't know how long. The king waiting for her to die. That old battle axe ain't going nowhere. So, ladies, if y'all in this situation where you are married to a mama's boy and you expecting this woman to die, it's not going to happen. It just, they just live until they like 800. So you may want to just deal with the situation. You may want to just say, hey, lady, look here. Look, I know this old man, and he got some Viagra pills. Why don't you go and get laid somewhere and get the hell up out of my relationship? Because my sexual relationship ain't strong anymore because you living next door in my house. Because you want to know because your son got sleep apnea, you want to stay close enough to him.
What y'all doing in there?
What you doing up in there? I want some sex, and I can't get none because you next door listening to see if he ain't breathing in his sleep.
Y'all ain't sleep?
That's just not right.
We hungry. And I can see that. That's tripped out, man. You got to think about that because you have a lot of people who just don't really take the time to let go. You know what I'm saying? That's a trip to me.
Yeah,
you just don't
want
to let go and let, you know, like I said, like the bird just fly out the nest. I'm tripping. Some people on the phone could be laughing, but it's the truth. Man, I don't know what else to say, but, you know, like you said, man, once mama's gone, that's a wrap, dog. You got to think about that. One day you could be in a position where you got to send your mama to a home and it's just you and maybe your lady if she still wants to date you by that time. You know, are you still going to be a mama's boy then? Now, I've been to some nursing homes and I visited my family members there.
Yeah.
And I ain't going to lie, dog, the pudding is off the chain. But that's not going to keep me close to my mama in the nursing home as she gets older in age. Sooner or later, you're just going to have to break loose and say, I need to. because I'm getting older. I got gray hair. I don't drink milk as much as I used to. My back, I'm starting to lean over a little bit. Maybe it's time for me to let go of mom.
Yeah.
Because we've come to the point where we're sharing walkers now. And that's not cool. Sooner or later, young man, you're going to have to step your game up and let go of the umbilical cord like Rick was talking about.
Yeah.
Just step up. Just stand up and be a man before osteoporosis kicks in. Or you are in need of the scooter. Or you have the opportunity to reach out and say, you know what? Social Security is coming around the bend, and I know I'm not going to be eligible for it, so I'm going to have to lean on my mama's paycheck. Time to grow up. Don't let this happen to you.
Come on. You know, we're going to make fun out of this. We're going to have to. We're going to have to make fun of this situation, man. We try to be serious about something. Let's be for real. The seriousness of this topic is that there's a lot of mama's boys out here. You know, we can hit you with statistics, or we can just hit you with the plain out fact that a lot of y'all are just sensitive little dudes raised by your mamas, and you can't do nothing without it.
Right.
Point blank, period. You know, let's also look at the fact that a lot of these women who date these men, y'all hurt and broken too, because y'all looking to change something, and your decision making process is terrible because it's not gonna happen.
Right.
He's not gonna leave his mama. So you know, I don't know. You can try to give him some chocolate, or you can try to give him some vanilla ice cream. He's not gonna leave his mama. He's not gonna walk away to you like, hey baby, come to me. No, because the umbilical cord is wrapped around his neck. He ain't going nowhere.
Right.
That's unfortunate, but it's the truth. I've never met a guy that's a mama's boy right now at this age in his 30s that's going to leave and just commit to you. He's going to be there until that woman dies. I remember this guy, and this happened recently. This girl was dating this guy, and the guy was just all about his mom. His mom passed away, and he didn't want to continue the relationship with the girl.
Wow.
But it's just too tough for me right now, and I don't know when I'll be able to get into a serious committed relationship. Well, let's just look at that, man. You know, it's kind of it's wrong. I just think it's wrong on a man point. I can't even consider you a man if you're a mama's boy. You know, you still own it. You know, how can you really be a man?
It's not possible because you're still tagged as the mama's boy. As the mama's boy. Not mama's man, mama's boy. You know, it's a trip, man, because you see a lot of women who just don't want to let go.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a lot of women in relationships who just still try to hold on to that man. Maybe they're just holding on for the fact that they still got a man.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they want to figure something out. Well, I challenge you, young lady. I challenge you. If you are feeling in a situation where, you know, I'm competing with this young man for his mama, then I challenge you. And this might be very effective. You go to the mother and you have a good arm. And you can take me down. In this arm wrestling match, I'll leave. You win.
Yeah.
That's your son, and you're the better woman.
And you're a frustrated woman if you go to that again.
Because that's how bad you are willing to step up and say, you know what, I love him that much that I will arm wrestle you for him. I'm going to extend my right hand to you and say, he means that much to me.
Yeah.
That I will do whatever it takes to win his heart.
What if she has osteoporosis in the elbow? What if
advantage you? I mean, real talk. I mean, are you really going to wait till she gets that age? I mean, if his mama is younger.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's in her, you know, 50s and 60s, you know, she's still got a lot of living to do.
Yeah.
She probably don't eat as much cereal as she used to.
Yeah.
So the milk and the bones are probably a little bit weaker. So advantage you.
But what if she find, like, Trey Songz's mama?
you know what?
Trey Songz mama fine and young, so you know.
Then the best thing to do in that situation is you take her to an NBA basketball game.
Yeah.
You buy the expensive tickets and sit down low.
Mm.
So that her mama can be seen by some of these ball players and be the cougar. So she got stuff to do now. Feel me? Mama got stuff to do. Mama getting her groove back. She ain't got time to be worrying about your relationship. You got to hook moms up every now and then.
That's a good point. You know, instead of banging heads with the old battle axe, maybe you want to sit there and honestly, you know, think about some stuff. You know, get a strategy together. Put a strategy together and say, hey, you know what? Instead of, I know you always hanging around the house, let me take you to the senior citizen center. Or, you know, I know this guy, you know, again, that knows a guy that, you know, sells Viagra on the black market, and you can always go kick it with, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times, a lot of women stick by their kids because they have nothing else to do. And if they always out the house, if you got her a car, or you take her to, like, the YMCA and let her meet some of them older men, you know, mama ain't going to be worrying about you.
She ain't going to have time.
Mama bust one good one. She ain't going to want to hang around you.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't done that in years. Daddy done gone.
That in itself is just going to be a situation and or a sensation, so to speak, that the son just is not going to be in a position to give.
Right.
So I challenge you, young lady, to think about it. So extend your right arm. So mom, it's between me and you. Ain't got nothing to do with this. Get down, I'm out. I win this match. Ain't no best 2 out of 3.
Mm.
We're going to hit this straight up, and I'm going to take you down because I love him that much.
Yeah.
You know, give of yourself and let her see just how much you care about him. You got to think about this. If you're dealing with an older mother, then, you know, like Rick said, you may want to, you know, find the street pharmaceutical representative, and that could be helpful. However, if she's a younger mother, you know, take her out. Let mom do some things that maybe she just don't get a chance to do.
Take her to a Keith Sweat concert. That is something that, you know, because all old women love Keith Sweat. Ron Isley.
Well, Ron don't pay his taxes.
Well, yeah.
That might be a bad move because mama might want some money, too, just because she's out dating. You know, mom dudes like to kick it. So, you know, you may want to encourage mom to just do some other things.
Yeah, but getting back to this arm wrestling, Doug.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, a good strategy is to put some water in her insure. So, you know, she won't have strong enough bones to actually bend the wrist, knock her down. I'm trying to help these women out here tonight.
We're giving you advice, ladies and gentlemen.
It's true. Or even better, hit her with a lot of sleep. She ain't getting up. So, I'm not advising murder. I'm just saying just one extra in a pill box. It would work out. You know, the thing is, we say this jokingly, but a lot of women are really thinking, if I could just kill this old battle axe, I'd be happy. if I could make it seem like it's an accident, my husband won't leave me.
I have him all to myself.
Right. You know, because just think about it. Anytime you get up with your girlfriend, You got it in your mind, I just want to, if I could knock her off and nobody ever know about it, you know.
Well, you also want to look at from the male perspective, you know, what do? You're caught in a situation, young man, where it's inevitable. You are a mama's boy. If you fit any of the description that we talked about earlier, and even if you are uncomfortable listening to this conversation right now, chances are you are a mama's boy.
Yeah.
So my side advice to you would to be determined which lady truly means the most. You know within yourself who means the most. Is it your lady or is it your mother? So you make that decision. Now, if it's your mom, and you know what? I just, you know, hey, man, I can find somebody else, but I only got one mama.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing to do in this situation, young man, is to take a trip together. Go out to dinner. All three of us, we're going to have a good time. We're going to go out to a nice, I don't know, Red Lobster, Olive Garden, the OG, Triple OG.
Mm-hmm.
Go out to a Ruth Chris, somewhere nice. Have a good meal. And you whisper to your mother very quietly, go to the bathroom, meet me at the car. Then what you do is you silently, while your mother has stepped out, all you need to do is say, you know what, baby, I left my wallet in the car. It's sitting in the front seat. I'll be right back. On your way out the door, all you have to do is tell the maitre d' or the waiter, picking up the tab. Right then and there, you got a free meal. You don't have to deal with this woman no more because she don't have any money and she can't get back home. So her only other options, Rick, are going to be to call somebody else to come and pick her up. And then at that point, right then and there, trust and believe she's done what you brought. So you've erased that situation altogether. Now, if you need to cling to your mother, and we're not even going to charge you for this information tonight. Just make sure that you listen to the podcast and share this with someone if you need to, or have someone call in for the last half hour of the show, 646-727-3279. You also, if you need to get rid of your mother in the situation, you know what, moms just don't really understand the relationship that we have. So I need to spend more time with my lady. So what you'll tend to do is, and this is just sound advice for those of you who just want to get out of the situation and not have it really come on as if it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Best thing to do in this situation, my man, is just call your moms up. Mom, we've been thinking. We want to have a talk. We want to meet somewhere so that we can all sit down and just understand each other. Now, there's some things that I want Keisha to say, and I want you to listen and just bear with us as we continue to talk. When you find that destination place where you need to have mom meet you, don't go there.
Really? What do you do?
You just don't go there. Your mom is going to be out the way. She's still going to be looking for you. Y'all doing your own thing, and life is going to be a little bit better.
It was a movie called Throw Mama from a Train, but that's the only extreme.
I mean, think about it. Who really rides trains anymore? This is 2010. We're about to go into 2011. We got big things lined up for 2011, ladies and gentlemen, so keep that in mind. But train riding is probably not going to be one of them.
I know a lot of girls who like trains.
Indeed. For those of you who do enjoy a nice train ride, you can call us at 646-727-3279.
And we will train you.
And follow us on the blog, ladies and gentlemen. This has just been an outstanding show. Real topics, but you have to find the humor in all of it because this is a real situation. And if you can't laugh at the truth, then I don't know what you can laugh at. So keep that in mind as we just kind of talk about some of the other things that can mama's boys. Now, what can a woman do truly to change the mindset of a mama's boy, if anything at all possible? From this other woman, is there anything that she can do to say, you know what, I need you to step your game up? Not to say that you have to make a decision or you have to make a choice, but I'm going to need you to step your game up for us as a family. Is there anything that a woman can do?
To be honest, not from what I've seen. It seemed like the mother brainwashed the child. You know, if I got 34 years with you and you had 2 years,
mm-hmm.
34 going all the way from two. So it's going to be kind of difficult to get that to happen. You know, I don't want to hit anybody with some dismal reality, but reality is.
Even if that was a bad 34 years, I mean, you saw Antoine Fisher.
I did see Antoine Fisher, but I also saw Losing Isaiah, and she was a crackhead and everything like that, but yet still, guess who he'll always go back to?
His mama.
His mama. So again, you can have the best loving in the world, but if he loves his mama, he loves his mama. You know, again, you can't ask a woman to go between another man and his mama. See, that's another thing that I never get. A woman's like, you need to choose me over your mama. But help her choose me over your mama. I bet you don't do that. I bet y'all can sit down. As soon as you get mad, you call your mama. Y'all talk about me like I'm a dog. Now, if I call my mama, you got an issue with it. Come on now. Now, let's just be real about this. You know, let's look at it from that perspective. A woman ain't going to ever.
Right.
I ain't never met a woman in my life to be like, hey, you know what? You ain't going to come in between me and my mama. She ain't going to ever walk away from my mama. But she expect you to walk away from your mama. Let's be truthful about this. Well, how you going to be a man? Well, how you going to be a woman? You know, let's just keep that real. You know, nobody want to talk about the fact that every time you do something, Alpha, every time you go get your nails done, you take your mama. Every time you go to the club, you take your mama. your mama going too. You know what I'm saying? Why we can't go to the club sometimes? Why your mama always got to be by the DJ? Why she always got to be by the DJ booth? I like hanging right there.
If there's any man that goes to the club with his mama, don't call here tonight. This is not the show for you. That's just something most of us don't need to even know exists.
You hanging with your mama. Every time you go holler at a girl, she hollering at one too. Now, you know something ain't right with this whole situation. Now, that means you got a cool mama and all. But I was saying, mama, sometimes I feel like kicking it with the boys and having a drink with the fellas.
Yeah.
You ain't always got to be there. You know what I'm saying? Let's just keep it real, mama. We need to have our time, mama. On Sundays, we go to church and go to dinner. But other than that, Mom, I really don't need to hear from you. Unless you slipped and broke your hip or something. But other than that, I don't need to really be there with you. You know what I'm saying?
Now, if Mom's going to hook you up.
Now, she got a friend. Now, if I'm single and she got a friend that got a daughter that, like, lived in Georgia, that came out here for the weekend, I'm just saying.
How was your weekend, lady?
I'm just saying.
Just had to throw that in there. We had chocolate.
And she was fired as I'll get out. And then I would say, you know, mama hooked me up. You know what I'm saying? And she do it cool. You know, I know mama. See, one thing that's cool about mama is mama ain't going to run back and tell the girlfriend that you've been cheating on. It's going to be all right. Now let me talk to her. That's the cool thing about mamas. Mama ain't going to do that. And that's the same thing on the flip side. Mamas ain't going to tell on their daughters. Because daughters learned everything from their mamas. You hear what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
So she ain't going to be like, oh, no, that wasn't her. That was somebody else. So,
you know, men, you're going to have to step it up. I mean, the bottom line is if you are a mama's boy, you really need to pick up the pace and say enough is enough. You got to put the foot down sooner or later because you're affecting more lives than just your own. There could be some children involved that, you know, from the relationship, whether the one you're in now, or even the previous relationship, that have seen come in and out of situations, and moms have been there, but you got women going in and out. Not a good look. Or there may be that woman that you've been with for a long period of time that just is still there, but she's letting it be known, bruh, I can't be here too much longer if your mama is always over here. She put the toilet paper on backwards. She don't wash her hands. I don't like her chili. You know, you're going to have to draw a line somewhere and come to a happy medium. So, you know, before we even think about looking at next topic, I want to encourage everybody to know that we are expanding our hours on the blog, not only on Wednesdays for the online happy hour, but coming up Tuesday night. You can catch us, Justin TV, Blog Talk Radio, 646-727-3279. You can catch us on Tuesday. We're going to be talking more intimate conversations, intimate relationships that a lot of people want to voice opinion about but need a little bit of help figuring out what's going on. Tuesday is that day. Not too much going on TV. Not too many Bible studies going on Tuesday. There's no such thing as Tuesday night football. So we got you wrapped up.
And another thing, a lot of things, we've done a focus group, and what a lot of people have done is that they sent their relationship problems to us via email at pillowtalk@howwasyourweekend.com. So if that's something that you want to do and we read your information on there, we don't use names, just going to talk about the topics, you know. And once every first Thursday of the month, we're going to have another show called My Family and Yours. Now, My Family and Yours is going to talk about issues that's going on with family. know, tomorrow actually is a spinoff or is the start of the show. Be the first guinea pig, and I'm going to talk to my brother Patrick Williams, and we're going to talk about his crack addiction. You know, this is going to be like a sensitive subject for me, him, and it's going to be like a lot of questions. You know, it's going to be therapy, and the great thing about it is, you know, drugs affect families all over the world. So this is not just like a topic. Okay, well, I can't chime in on. Start doing that on the first Thursdays of each month, called
My Family and Yours.
So Pillow Talk Tuesdays, Online Happy Hour on Wednesdays, and first Thursdays, we're definitely going to get it popping. I'm telling you, it's about to get bigger. Tonight was a topic that was crazy, and a lot of people was going to listen. But you know this happens in a lot of relationships. Somebody clings to somebody else's parent. You know, it's like, I'm with my mama. I love my mama. Or they got some daddy's girls. You know, we didn't talk about that topic. So, you know, even though we were laughing and joking, that is a serious issue that a lot of people do. You know, sometimes you have to laugh at situations or you'll cry about them.
Right.
And a lot of women are crying over the fact that they don't feel as if they're the woman in the house and they have to play second to somebody else's parent.
Right.
And that's not cool in any situation. Married that woman, love that woman. Love your parents regardless. They you can't get any other parents.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So stand up, be a man, and tell your parents, whether it's the mother or the father, that, hey, you know, this is your place.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make my mistakes. If she's not the right one for me, let me make that decision. That's, you know, but just stand up. If you can't stand up, write a letter. If you can't write a letter, go to your pastor and ask him what's the best way to hit her with a Bible verse or something to say, mama, stay in your lane.
Right. Now, keep in mind what he said. Hit her with a Bible verse, not hit her with a Bible.
At all. You don't.
That's wrong, and it's very abusive to the book.
Hit her with a bag of nickels. I'm telling you, you know, you do that, you can take the nickels. After you hit her with it, go to the casino. And guess what?
Everybody wins. Everybody wins. You go to the casino with a bag of nickels, you come out with money.
Yeah.
You knock her out, she sleeps, she ain't got no more problems. You good.
You sure?
Don't even worry about it. But just take all that into consideration because, you know, chances are, man, you're letting that woman feel as if somebody else is good enough.
Right.
And that's not good for her self-esteem.
Right.
It's not good for your self-esteem. And it's also damaging to that mother because it makes mama feel as if, well, facing me.
Mm.
You know, it's not necessarily the physical context, but the love that and the relationship that you and mom have now being dwindled down. So trying to keep that in mind because what is really transpiring here is a lack of communication. And while we're talking about communication, that's one of the things I focus on. Our workshops, ours, our focus groups, happy hour. So keep in mind that you're going to be seeing a lot more of us, schools, a lot of companies, that we're going to be speaking to them, motivational speaking and helping out, really. So that's what we're encouraging our listeners to do. Follow us on the blog, become a part of our fan base, and click like on How Was Your Weekend on Facebook. Become a member at howwasyourweekend.com. We're updated about a lot of popping things that are going on, not just in Dallas, Texas, but across the United States. We're about to expand nationwide. How can they follow us when they hear about things that are going on? Go to the website. What it's there for.
Mm.
It's part of our community, and we want to share that with you and let you be part of our community and a part of our family as well. So keep that in mind. It's all about the love. Everything that we do is about giving. Everything that we do is about teaching. It's about caring. Power, we enlift and we motivate and we encourage. It's always going to be a positive message in the middle, at the beginning, or at the end of all of our shows. So regardless of the conversation, we're going to keep it real, we're going to keep it right, and we're going to allow you to speak your mind and voice your opinion. So, Rick, I've had a great night tonight.
Oh, yeah. It was very fun. It was very fun, man. It was very, very fun. So, you know, certain situations wasn't funny because it's the truth, but, again, I always got to say we laugh as well. You know, you got to cry, if you got to laugh.
Right.
Every situation you can find something to laugh about. And today, though the situation was funny about Mama's boys, it's not funny to know that someone is hurting, a wife is hurting, a girlfriend is hurting, because they believe that they can't step up or the mama won't allow them to step up. So it's like if I'm married to you, but your mom won't allow me to step up to be a wife if she ever passes or when it is my time to step up, am I willing to step up or will I step out? Because the best way to hurt you is if your mama die, I walk out on you too. Because you don't even know me. I'm pretty much a stranger.
And make sure, on the cool, you need to ask your mama if she got her will in place.
That's very important.
If she has her life insurance in place. That's very key. Because you don't want to be the one sniffing and snotting and passing out buckets and everybody eating chicken, because now mama's gone and you got to make all the decisions and you've inherited her debt. Just a sidebar, just want to keep that going in the back of your mind. You should ask that over Thanksgiving dinner, but Christmas is coming up, so keep that in mind as well.
Yeah. You don't want to go into the new year not knowing, or your mom not knowing her financial situation, because anything could happen to your mom. So that's like our special moment is to basically let it be known that we need to talk to our parents about, final expenses. We need to talk to them about death. We need to talk to them about that because it's going to happen. There's no if about death. It's going to happen. So, you know, take the time, talk to your parents, you know, especially since you're a mama's boy, you should be able to talk to them about your finances and find out where everything's at. Because, again, you don't want the state. Now, that's just something that's just real. You don't want the state to get it. You want to, you know, take care of those, you know, the finances. You don't want anything tied up in probate. And another thing, you don't want your relationship to be all up in shambles because you couldn't step up. You could not be the man that your wife needed you to be, nor could you be the man that your mom wanted you to be. A lot of times you just need to say, hey, got a backbone. Let me use it. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my final word on it. And we'll definitely hopefully see you tomorrow again. And we're going to talk about drug issues, drug addictions. You know, this is something that's affected my family, and I'm willing to, you know, put it out there to everybody across the United States that listens to us. You know, we laugh and joke, but this is like a serious issue, something that affected my family deeply, you know, in more than one area, you know, more than one child. So we're going to sit here tomorrow and really have a discussion about, you know, the effects of drugs, not just by the user, but also by the family.
So as we wrap this show up, everyone that was in the chat room, I thank everyone that was on the phone lines tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Really appreciate you calling in and spending your hour and your time with us. Hour. Now, if you had a good time and you listened to some of the things that we said tonight and it made sense, whether it was serious, whether it touched you, or whether you know someone that it might have touched, do us a favor. You know, tell at least three more people to stay for Pillow Talk Tuesday or Wednesday for the online happy hour. Topics posted. Facebook, how was your weekend? Twitter, Dustin.TV. We're going to be out there, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Andy Brown. Ricky Williams. Night to the family. Go mob to the frat. We gone.